In the Mishnah, it said that Masi ben Shmuel said, they went up to the roof, they said, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizroch Ad Shebechevron, Chavches Amid Beis, five lines from the wide lines down, the last word on the line, was the Mishnah, V'hu Oymer Hein. Pashtus, the simple reading of the Mishnah is, and that person says himself, Hein. So the Gemara understood that the one who went up to the top, he said, Hey, Mizr Shemuel Chevron. Frank Digmar, Man Omar Hain. Who was the one on Chavches Amid Beis? Amid Beis. There, Amid Beis. From the wide lines, five lines down. Man Omar Hain. Who was the one who said Hain? Ile Mahachtakoya Igro. Igro means on the roof. Who? Cholim. Vehu mefasher. It's like a little bit of a linguistic kind of a thing. He dreams and he says his own interpretation of the dream. He asks the shayle and he answers, hey. Sometimes you answer your own question. I don't know. Ella, hach dekohi aaro, the one who was on the floor. Ella, I was talking about one on the floor. How could he say, demino yoda? How could he answer, hey? How could he answer in the affirmative if he himself is on the ground? He doesn't know what's going on. So the Gemara gives two terutz. Iba is eima hach dekoya arov, iba is eima hach dekoya igra. Iba is eima hach dekoya igra, the one on the roof. Omar iu, the one on the gag, says, Heyer pnei kol hamizroch. And v'omar lehach dekoya ara, the one who was on the ground, says, Ad, he asks the question, like Belosh and Shaila, Ad Shebechevroi. We'll see why they have to say that. Zogdi gemore, omar leihu, the one on the roof says, Hein. He is in the affirmative, saying, you asked if it's still Shebechevroi? It is. V'ibay yisema hach dekoya ara, Omar Iu, the one who is on the ground, not on the roof, says, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizroch, question mark. V'omar Lei, and the one on the roof says, Ad Shebechevron. V'omar Lei, the one on the ground says, Hein, that was my question, and that is my answer. So Rashi, Bedivrei HaMaschel, on the left side, Rashi, Bedivrei HaMaschel, Be'iboyis Eimo. Omar Hain, Ketzar Omar Hodekoya Ara, Epnekolam is a Bloshi Shayla, Vizerim Lacha Bechevron, Omale Hai, the Koyara, Hain, Kachani Shoyel, Matsina Batamad Yushami, Kedela Haskers Chus Ovois, Maskir and Chevron. Everyone always says that over, like the main thing. The reason we're saying Acha Bechevron, why are we adding in Acha Bechevron? Not, I don't know if the Yishalmi means we could have said, does it look like it's over the whole horizon? Or you say, Acha Bechevroin, because of Schus Avos. Right. Right. Yeah. There's an interesting Rashi on Omid Aleph. There's an interesting Rashi that the Rishonim quote, a Rashi in Menachos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. That Rashi says, Masya ben Shmuel, who is this Masya ben Shmuel? He's a mysterious person in the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizra. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that Masya ben Shmuel said this memra. Correct? Is that the simple way? Right. Rashi, in Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, says, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer. Masya ben Shmuel was the Memuna. Masya ben Shmuel. And he, Rashi's Loshon is, Vehu be'atzmoy ho yeshoyel, Heyer pnei kol hamizrach.
And then from then on, everyone did it.
Right. So Mele, so therefore it goes...
So just he did it, they continue this?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the question is then, how do you read the Mishnah according to Rashi, according to both members of the Gemara? It creates a... If it's Masya ben Shmuel Oymer, and you say, hey, your prayer was not, a question is, who says it to who? Like the whole Tractarian part. According to Rashi in Mesechus Menachos, that we're talking about Masya ben Shmuel Haya Oymer. So then what was he and where was he? Then you have to restructure the whole Mishnah according to that. The Lama, so it's an interesting thing. Lahasker Schus Havois. Everyone always says that over, unbelievably, that's the Pshat. And it's a Yerushalmi, it's not in the Bavli. Interesting. So let's see who's taking two on that. Let's just look that up. Maskir in Schus Avois, Maskir in Chevroin. Yeah. I remember once seeing, yeah, about that. Let's see if I can find something. I remember on that. Rashi says a B'Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Aleph right Shaloh Yishoyim Kain Elo B'Yom HaKippurim. There's a question, was this whole procedural questions every day, or was it only on Yom Kippur? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Aleph says it was only on Yom Kippur. Shaharei Omru B'Yerushalmi Shekehu Kedei Lahasker Schus Avais.
It makes sense once a year, because if it's done every year, every day, it loses its tongue.
You lose the schusavis. It doesn't have that underlining. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if he meant because you need the schusavis.
No, it's not that you need it. I'm saying that
it wouldn't be underlined.
Every day, if you do it every day, no one realizes.
It wouldn't be underlined. Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah. I just said recently, v'zoyche chazdei ovois. Umevi goya livnei v'neihem. That says there's a schus avis toma. Sometimes the schus avis ends, and you have the schus atzmucha. What do you have? The schus atoira. You're keeping them. So the Gemara says it does a schus avis. If your own schus ends, then the schus avis comes. So they say v'zoicha chazdei avis. Umevi goya livnei v'neihem leman shemoi bi'ahava. That if you know, if you're doing the Leman Shemoi B'Ahava, then you could have your own schus. So I said, no, you could only have maybe the Vizoy Chazdei Avos if it's Leman Shemoi B'Ahava. If you're continuing the chain, then it's Leman Shemoi B'Ahava. Then you have that.
The Lama Otsuku
Lekach. I'm not sure the Gemara is Kasha, right? The Mishnah. Let's look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Loshon says, "V'lomo hutzruchu lekach," which Rashi is mefarish, that it means, why do they have to go up to the roof to see if it was Hayim Mizrach? Right. Or is the kasha of the Gemara, why do you have to see that it's Hayir Acha B'chevrei? Why do you need to see the whole horizon? Zok the Gemara, Elomai, zok the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Because sometimes there was a mix-up with the moon. You know, the moon sets also astronomically. So therefore, in the astronomy of the world, so you could mix up the sun rising with the moon setting. So, and then you would end up bring makriv the karbonos before the correct time, be sheichet the tamid, freik the gemore, v'atanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Oimer, Einedema Timur shall Levana, the setting of the Levana lit Timur shall Chama, Timur shall Levana mitamer v'oila kimakel. It only shines the moon straight up above the moon in one place. The Timur shall Chama maftzia lekan and lekan. It creates a horizon. So therefore, It should be very simple to tell. So how was there this mixer? That day that they originally made a mistake was Yoimam Unanoy, it was cloudy. Umaftsiya the Oira Levana Likanu Likan. Because it spreads out, so it would create, when a sun rises, that color that comes up is a horizon all over. If it's this, it's this. Amarav Pope, Shmamino. Of an interesting thing. Yoy Mediive Kula Shimsha. Shmamino, Yoy Mamunan. If you see that, you're telling me this fact that it spreads it out. Yoy Mediive, cloudy day, Kula Shimsha. Right. That means that somehow a cloudy day spreads the heat of the sun to more places. So tomorrow, my nafke mean it. So tomorrow, lishatuche oirois, giving you an eitzah. An eitzah in business, if you want to put out your carpet to dry, so you should put it out on a cloudy day, not on a sunny day. Okay. Because it goes, inami, look at the dorsh. Here's already a halacha dikazach. Dorsh rava isha loy tolush. She shouldn't make the matzah flour. Loy bechama, shouldn't be keneged the chama. Because if it gets, that's why, you know, you have to be, you're supposed to make the matzah indoors without windows. If you'll ever notice, you go to a matzah bakery, there are no windows. That's one of the criteria for a matzah bakery. Because we don't want sunlight coming in, because that will be mamaher, the chimutz of it. So you shouldn't make a chama, v'loi b'chame chamo, and not in water that was heated up in the chame chamo. Oh, and now it says, on a cloudy day, you can't make it anywhere outside because it'll reflect the it'll reflect it, and therefore you won't be able to discern if it's going to make the matzah. Yeah, that would be the v'loy b'chame chamo. So as we show you, we'll talk about if it's a partially cloudy day, if it's not a cloudy day. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says a very interesting thing. Zuhuma de Shimsha. That means Zuhuma de Shimsha. The Rashi, B'divra Maschel, Zuhuma. Oysoi Choyim Shal Yoyim Hamu'unan. The reflected light that comes through the clouds is stronger than a direct sun. V'simoncha dono de chala, a barrel of dono de chala, Rashi says, a barrel of vinegar. Right, we all know that. If you have a bottle and you keep it capped, when you take the cap off, the smell is stronger than from a bottle that you didn't keep and it kept coming off. So somehow the same thing. Same thing, Shavrire de Shimsha. Sometimes a Kashu Mishimshusha, Visimuncha Dilfa. You know, like when there's a eclipse, it's dangerous for the eye to look up to the sun because the rays have a chance to come out. Now the Gemara says something on the top of Chof Tes Amid Aleph, which everybody says over this Gemara in a different way. Hirure Aveiro, Koshin Me Aveiro. So Rashi immediately puts it in Hirure Aveiro, Tavis Noshi. Koshin Lahakish Es Psora Yoise Megufo Yishol Maise. I'm not clear what Rashi means. Rashi says it's machlish de guf. When you go around with the hirurim of the Avera. Because Pasha Pshat and Rashi is because you're not memala tavosoi, so you walk around with the anxiety of the Avera. And therefore Rashi says, Koshim Avera, and it's comparable to this din. It's interesting that the Marsho says a different Pshat. And the Marsho's Pshat is Lishitosai in different places in Shas. The Marsho brings a Chazal that says, in Masechtas Nozer, Daf Chof Gimel, that Lot's daughters, it really comes into this week's parasha. You know why it comes into this week's parasha? Chukas Bolok is, Bolok was from Moav. Moav came from Lot and his daughters, Amon and Moav. So the Chazal say, Masechtas Nozer, Daf Chof Gimel, that they thought the world was completely eradicated. So they had to repopulate the world, so they lived with their father. Lot acted Beratzen almost, even though he was drunk, but he acted Beratzen, and that was Lot. So, Sokta Marsha, their act was an Avera Lishma. His act was an Avera, the Gemara says, Valze Nemar, Yishorim Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam Upoishim Yikashlubam. That means you could have the same act being done even in unison by two people. By one person it's calculated as a righteous act, and by one it's calculated as an Avera, a transgression. So what is that? That's that. Zokta Marsha, Zedmin, as the Hiruri. The machshava of the Avera is worse than the Avera, even though an Avera happened. They did a Maisa Avera without the Hirur. And he did a Maisa Avera with the Hirurim. And that's why he's called Upoishim Yikoshlubam. Because that's what it means, Koshim Avera.
How do you see it's Koshim? You see that it's only that it's bad. You don't see that it's worse than the Avera itself.
No, because they didn't. They're called Sadikim Yelchubam. So the Marsha, afilu his chavin l'dvar avera v'loy also be yodoi. You could end up with hirurei avera. Now that's a very hard thing. We know machshava toive hakadosh baruch hu metzaraf lemaise. Machshava ros. Look, the Marsha, he has an example when an isha makes a neder and her husband was made for the neder without her knowing, and she went to be over the avera. To be over the nether, she still needs Hashem Yislach Lo. So you see that the Machshove could make something, an inane act, make it into a unrighteous act. And therefore would be let's see if somebody says something in the back. Not like the Marsha. Do they bring the Marsha in the art school?
Yeah, but they.
How do they bring it?
They bring it. They quote Rashi. Hiruri Avera Koshim Gut Nishin Tavosim Espons. And then he puts in parentheses Marsha.
I am be Marsha. This Marsha.
What does Marsha exactly say?
The Marsha says that Hiruri Avera Loit Atzma in Eschamel Avera, and he was called Poishim Yikoshluba. Very hot Gemara, and it's utilized by many people.
What's the point?
Zog the Gemara. You have to make sure that not to be koshim aver. Zog the Gemara. Shilu de kaite koshim kaite. You ever heard that saying? Shilu de kaite. The end of the summer is hotter sometimes than the summer itself. Okay, which is Elul, is hotter than, did I skip a Gemara? No.
Yeah,
of Simoncha, Reicha de Bisra.
The smell is worse than if he doesn't eat it.
Right, like a barbecue. So, Tashilua de Kaite Koshami Kaite, Simoncha Tanura Shigira.
It's easy to heat it up.
this goes better. Because the world is more open to this. And also, Ishtu Desivsa, the Chayrev, Kosher Midekaita. The heat in the winter is hotter than the heat of the summer. Tanura Karira. Migmar Batikta, to learn over something that you learned and forgot, is Kosher Mecharita.
This is just the opposite. It should be easier.
Tina Bartina. My timer. Tiksivla Manatseya Khalayel Sashacha. Ma Yolozu Corneo Mafzilois. Makano Kanafshacha Mafzila Kanakan. Omer Rabzeire Lomanim Shula Estola. Yolo Lemloch Ma Yolo Rachomatsa. Famous Gemara Vachaviva Lobailo. Kolshov Shokishor Shoina Av Esther. Hoysa Chaviva Lachashvesh Kolshov Shokishor Shoina. These are the Gemara. Omer Rabasi, Loma Nimshas Lashacha, Loma Lochma Shacha, Besef Kalaila, Vesef Klanisin, Veke Haneke, Nitnuli Kosev, Nitnuli Kosekamina, Hani Romandoma is Nilikos, Romandoma Loy, Nitnuli Kosa, Michael Mema, Mukim Lok, Rabbi Yomin, Bayevis, and Brothers, Omer Rabbi Yom, Bayevis, Omer Belez, Loma Nimshala, Tvozjos, Lingam Kayeles, Mayolas, who calls Manchum Gdels, Kronem of Tselas of Sadikim, also goes like that. Zog Digimara. Now the next Gemara, to the best of our ability. Shochtu es ha-tomid. They shechted the tomid. So then the koyim went down to the base ha-tvila.
Yeah.
He went down to the base ha-tvila. Right.
Okay, one second.